first scripture reading is from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, the first two verses, and then jumping to verse 15. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel, and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord of your God, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go round as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." The second reading is from Matthew's chapter 22, starting at verse 34 on page 25 of the New Testament. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. There is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets."
And then from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, starting with the 16th verse, you may find it on page 181 of the New Testament. Start with verse 16. "From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.